Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious, creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
This is North South.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, North and South Podcast with my co-host. It's the Los Angeles Times own Dylan Hernandez. Dylan, we both had jury duty last few days. They bump you right out. You're clearly not qualified to be an impartial juror. I get locked in. I don't know. There might be a little sign. One, that we both got summoned at exactly the same time. And two, you're skating away. I have a day off today from court. I don't know what happened here. I'm going to take advantage of it by what? Recording a podcast. But you are the uninvolved, and I am a civic just hero for doing my duty. And I'm on this for a while now. I'm Mr. Jury Duty these days.
I feel like my situation was worse, man, because I never even got in the box. Yeah. Right. So like I had to sit through 2 days of just like, and you know what's incredible, Tim? And I think we screwed up here in that these lawyers ask such dog shit questions. They're so bad at asking questions, man. Like we would get to the point, you know, because the one thing that I didn't realize until like actually sitting through this thing, right? Not only is it that we ask like more direct questions, but we're usually under some kind of time duress, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a way, I think, of kind of like getting right to the point. I mean,
when we're good at it. Yeah, there are times we're not good at it.
Right. Yeah. But this sounded like an AA meeting, man. This is bad, man. It was just like, you know, my case was a, you know, it was like a gang thing. I guess they were selling drugs in prison or something. Weirdly, the gang actually was founded on the same street that I lived like for the first 5 years of my life.
Well, this is why you could not be on that jury.
No, and I would have told them, look, I am not convicting these people. You know, I still have family that lives on that street.
This is why you're detained when you're trying to travel international, right there. This is exactly. I, of course, cannot comment about anything involving my case, but I don't disagree with some of that. I do not disagree with just generally in a hypothetical world. I do not disagree with some of that. I was locked into this case, though. I was locked in. There was no way I was getting out of this one. That's all right. I don't want to get out of it. I want to do my duty. But it is giving me some schedule issues, and that's okay. The athletic is being terrible about this. No, the Standard is being very, very cooperative and understanding of this. I'm getting some days off here and there, so I'm trying to write here and there. Of course, I'm can write off the 49ers Sunday game. I cannot go to the 49ers Monday night game, by the way, next on Monday coming up, because against the Panthers, pretty big game, because I will be in court.
You didn't use that as an excuse?
What am I going to do? Not go to court?
Well, no, you tell them, like, I have a scheduling conflict. I have to cover Monday night football. Had I made it into the box, I was actually going to use, and maybe this is a segue into our first topic here, but I was going to use LeBron. You know, hey, LeBron is coming back. I gotta be there.
I was not going to. I mean, it was just no way that conversation could be had given the other, let's just put it, given the jury pool, as general as I can put it, I could not use that. Like, there were so many wild things being said. I there was just no way to put that in there. So I'll write it probably off of television. Hopefully we'll get out of court early on Monday and I will write it off of TV. I don't love it because God knows we have to get there at like 1:30 for a 5:30 start because the parking's so terrible. But that's a whole other thing. Just look at Dylan Hernandez doesn't belong on a jury. Tim Kawakami was locked on that jury. There was no way. People were coming up to me during breaks like, you're on this jury. I go, I know I'm on this jury. Like, this is no way I'm off of this jury. So other than jury talk, we'll talk about some sports too. Got two pretty decent basketball teams, not including Clippers, who are done, maybe. You have the Lakers and Warriors are both on these road trips, and they're both, well, the Lakers are just like dominating on the road.
Yeah.
Other than Oklahoma City. The Warriors, same thing, get blown out in Oklahoma City, have an existential crisis, and then win two games in San Antonio, and then win New Orleans is terrible. Two solid teams. I'm more impressed by the Lakers at this moment because no LeBron. We got LeBron coming back. What? When is he coming back?
It could be tonight.
Yeah. Right?
I think he practiced yesterday, and it was kind of left the, you know, we'll see you tomorrow type of deal. So. I'm guessing it'll probably be around game time that we'll find out. But I think the expectation is he'll be here. And you're right. You know, they've been good without him. You know, I think DeAndre Ayton, I think that's been kind of gone more in a positive direction, I would say. He's playing with like a lot of energy.
He's a lion, Dylan. He's a lion. I saw that. DeAndre Ayton, lion. Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
You know, right. Austin Reeves has played great. And then, of course, like skinny Luka. I think I mentioned this too, right? Kind of in the off season when they were kind of talking about how much weight this guy had dropped. You know, I was a little bit kind of concerned, you know, because so much of his game just seemed, you know, kind of creating space by like bumping into guys and kind of using his body, you know, especially like in the lane and stuff. But now he's kind of just, you know, he's able to, seems like, you know, create some space for himself with, you know, he's not fast, obviously, but it's just a little bit quicker. This kind of seems like maybe he's, you know, not quite as, but, you know, kind of doing that, you know, using his body quite as much in the way he used to. But it seems obviously he's, you know, I think he's, is he qualified now to be the leading scorer, or he will be like in another game or so?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's very soon.
Yeah. But he's, you know, he's looked very good. And, you know, I think that there were, right. I mean, you kind of look at this team, you kind of question the, right, just on paper, the defense. Right. You know, Aiden's not known as a great defender. Obviously, Luka's not. Austin Reeves isn't. And then you throw in a 40-year-old LeBron. What's that going to look like? You know, that said, it's hard for me, you know, given how well they're playing right now, it's hard for me to imagine that they're going to get worse by adding, you know, an all-NBA player, especially when it's one as smart as LeBron.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I'm not saying anybody's looking for them to get worse with LeBron. You add LeBron, who played very well last season. But it's going to be just see how does the ball move. It's been very, very fun to watch just Luka go off. Like, you can go do anything now. He's always going to play like that, but is it a little bit constrained with LeBron there? Maybe operating in some of the same places? Can they work off of each other? Probably. They did at times last season, but it's going to be interesting. Who's getting the minutes instead? Who's been getting those minutes over LeBron? I can't even think of it. Who's the guy who might lose out when LeBron jumps in there?
Well, I think it's going to, in terms of I think the bigger questions, I think, going to be kind of with the shots, right?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it's like Hachimura those guys.
Yeah.
Jared Vanderbilt. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, that said, the shot standpoint, right? And Reeves is kind of the guy, I think, what's kind of interesting with him, right? And I think part of it is how he entered the league and stuff. You know, at some point last year, they had him like running with like the second team, right? It's like, okay, well, let's, and so again, how the kind of shots get distributed and stuff, I think it's going to be kind of interesting. The one thing too with, when Anthony Davis was here, I thought he and LeBron had this kind of understanding of, they would kind of throw it into Davis a lot early. If he were getting hot, LeBron would kind of hold back a little bit, right? And kind of wait for him to kind of, right, Davis to go to the bench, or maybe Davis to tire a little bit, or Davis to get double teamed, and then like LeBron would take over. And kind of right now, I think, and at least like last year, it kind of seemed like obviously he and Luka were still kind of trying to figure that part of it out, right? There were games where it worked out really well. Luka's kind of going off. He cools down a little bit. Now LeBron kind of takes over and then kind of hand back to Luka. So to me, it's kind of the balance of this now. And the fact that like Reeves is, right, turned into like a legitimate, second guy off, Doncic in this situation. To me, that's going to be kind of the interesting thing, is like, how does he fit in? How much of his game is he going to be asked to sacrifice, so that LeBron could get his shots?
Give me the ball, LeBron. Clear, get out of my way. I'm Austin Reeves now. Come on. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of talent, and credit to them for putting it together for the start of the season and winning road games. That's the gold of the realm, win road games. Maybe not the toughest lineup of opponents, but that you got road games, a road game. And it hasn't been. I mean, they beat the Spurs in San Antonio like the Warriors did twice. That's meaningful. I think those are the Spurs' only three road home losses so far. So all good. We'll see. That leads us to the Warriors, who really, really were shaken up by getting blown out by Oklahoma City. Because I think it had been not just that game. They had lost in Denver. They had played poorly on the road in Milwaukee and Indiana. Milwaukee without Giannis. It was just like, this is not going right. And nobody telegraphs, gives out, emanates those vibes more than the Warriors. They are open. They talk about it, and they needed some changes. Now, I had some debate with Jonathan Kuminga's agent about how I stated it, but that's okay. That's what Twitter's for, I guess. And I understand his position, but it just so happened that they have these two great games in San Antonio, which I consider their best two wins of the season. Other people were mad at me because the home win over Denver in game two. I just don't consider home wins comparable to big road wins. It's just not. It's always the road wins in important moments after a crisis of confidence. When you change the starting lineup, you pull Brandon Pajamski and Jonathan Kuminga out of the starting lineup, and that was always kind of in play because that's just the way the roster is composed. You can put other guys in there, and they put Moses Moody and Will Richard, a rookie, in there. Steph goes off for 42 and 49, I think, in the two wins over San Antonio, but other guys contributed in more subtle ways, which I think is going to be the thing with Kuminga. He'd been doing it early and then not so much late. Can he get back in there? Now he's got out with an ankle injury. It just was interesting that they go on this three-game road winning streak after beating the Pelicans on Sunday, that he's not in there. Again, I just noted it and got a lot of people mad at me, got a lot of Kuminga people mad at me. I knew I would. I don't think he's out of the rotation. I just think this is what's led them to kind of narrow it down in the past. A little uncertainty over how he fits with all this. And I definitely think they'll be looking to trade him. Or teams will be calling him, maybe not looking to trade him. They'll be taking calls, and it either will happen in January, February this year, or will happen in the offseason. I just think this is the way this has been headed. It's the way the negotiations went. I just kind of wanted – I'm not going to shy away from, this is a thing that informs us about the future. And if it gets everybody mad, it's the way life is. I'm not going to dance around it. And I got his agent mad at me. It's okay. We respect each other, I think. He did call me stupid, but so you can call me a lot worse if you want to. I respect his position. It's very sensitive. I understand. I get along with Kuminga. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but I generally get along with him. I think he's a good dude. It's just this weird spot. It's a weird moment. I'm not blaming the losses on him. I'm just saying when you aren't playing real well as a team and then you make it, you say you're not playing well, you say you need changes, and then you make a change and includes pulling him out of the starting lineup, and then you have some of your biggest wins of the season, I'm going to note it. I'm going to note it, and it's similar to what happened last season. I'm just going to note it, and it's just a particular Warriors universe conversation, and I'm never going to shy away from it, and that's okay. I don't think anybody hates each other. I don't think anybody's saying this is the way it's always going to be. It's just the way it is now, and it started with Kuminga as a starter and things good, and now it's moved to Kuminga not being a starter, and things are seems to be good, and it could develop in many other different ways in the future. But you got LeBron, the Warriors got Kuminga. It's very interesting. You can always talk about the teams based on those personalities for different, very different reasons. Last I heard, Kuminga is not the greatest player of all time, unlike the other guy, but it just, you measure things based on where they are. It's very interesting. It's a good way to talk about a team, frankly.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think, right, the kind of the thing with like LeBron, it kind of goes beyond, right, almost like what's kind of happening on the court, whatever direction they're kind of, right, go well, with
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's the future. Yeah, it's the future.
You need to, yeah, because it's also the brand, right? Mm-hmm. And I do think you want, however this thing ends with LeBron, to kind of end like on as good a note as possible, just because, again, you're in the business of attracting superstars. This is kind of what they do, right? You know, that Kuminga, though, as you're kind of looking at this. Now, I assume, just kind of looking at the Warriors personnel, all the experience that's there, that this isn't, even though this is like a kind of this ongoing story, I assume it's not like what you would consider like a distraction.
You got Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green.
Yeah,
they don't really, you know, they kind of operate in their own universe and things kind of, they reach down and they adjust things on their own. They don't like when they lose, but yeah, it's not it. They've had Klay Thompson distraction in his final season. They've had Draymond punching Jordan Poole. Again, distraction, not in your classic sense. It's like, right, what do they do to get this thing better? Is Kuminga going to be a big part of it? Is it going to be a medium part of it? Is it going to be a small part of it? That's just part of the conversation. I don't think Steve Kerr is going to love the constant conversation, if there is one. Is he playing him? Is he not playing him? But he's the one who's not playing him, then playing him. You know, that's part of the whole deal. So not really. It's just part of like, how do they figure it out? That's
right. And
more
so,
than anything.
Right. Which kind of brings me to the second part of the question, right? It's like, you know, you kind of talk about January or you talk about kind of the off season. You know, do you, you know, because right, I mean, the way the season started, right, in a way, you know, you're kind of looking at it like, okay, well, he can help us this year. At the right, the other way to look at it is like his trade value is like really high right now, maybe. Mm-hmm. Where does this kind of put them in terms of like the timeline to kind of make this move, and like when is it like optimal to just kind of move on from the situation, assuming they do move on?
The Burlington Coat event is back. Buy a coat now through November 29th and get $5 off your merchandise purchase of $25 or more from December 6th through December 24th. Plus, Burlington is donating 50,000 new coats to help those in need nationwide through our partnership with Delivering Good. We've been keeping you warm for over 50 years. We'll see you at our coat event. Burlington. Deals. Brands. Wow. Visit burlington.com/coats for details.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video.
That is unbelievable.
This week, the Bills stampede into Houston to meet the Texans in a showdown under the lights.
Are you kidding me with this catch?
Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party. TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Bills and the Texans, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The Who's Down in Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego.
Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
Yeah, I think they would probably, you know, I'm talking for them. They're not going to love that, but I think they would probably, if there's a good deal, they'd do it at any time. I just don't, the deals don't usually materialize till January or into the February deadline, which is like February 4th, I think is Super Bowl week, by the way, Dylan, which is up here, which is another reason why, unless the 49ers are in it, I am not going to be covering the Super Bowl, as far as I can tell. That would be my hope. Other things are going on, and nobody really freaking cares about the Super Bowl in the home city. They don't. The parties, that's fine. It's not the biggest deal in the world. It's a Super Bowl. Okay, that's a whole other thing. I think other teams are going to want to see how Kuminga adjusts and adapts to this. I think that's why the first part of the season was so interesting, because he seemed to be fitting in. And you could say, listen, even if we don't see him being the main guy, if we're a young team and we've got a main guy, we could see him being the two, the three. That wasn't always the case with him. I think you still see it. I think he's been fine. He's got an ankle thing, or knee thing, whatever it is now. You kind of want to see him get through that. At this point, get back in the lineup. But I think teams need to sort it out. They need to see where they are. Maybe we're can make decisions on how teams are right now, but they're still going to want to play. The Kings that have loved Kuminga, that's the obvious potential trade candidate. That's where he wants to go. That is clearly where he wants to go. Phoenix is playing really well. Another team that was sort of interested in him, but was hardly offering anything in a trade package. I've thrown out, the Pelicans, but, we're ready to toss out that season. And I think they still think that they're going to make a charge to the play-in or something. They're horrible, but okay. Zion might be healthy. So you got to let these teams kind of shake out where they think they are. And then the Warriors get to a spot where what's the real value in their minds for Jonathan Kuminga on the trade market. I think we all kind of know, but we don't know. Like, if it's, Trey Murphy's the perfect candidate, young player for the Pelicans, wing, athletic. They really could use more athleticism, especially if they're trading Kuminga. The salaries are perfectly matched. But do the Warriors give up extra? Where do you fit the value of this? It's hard to tell. I think both teams are going to want to wait and see. And I would say mid-late January, towards the NFC Championship game is the way I'm thinking in my head, is that things will really start getting hot and heavy, and we'll see where they are. Maybe Kuminga's playing great by then. I mean, it's all possible. He certainly has done it before. It's just, let's set the framework for it, and the framework is it's likely he will not be on the team beyond next offseason. I don't think anybody is really disputing that. How do you do it? What do you get for him? Do you do it in February? Do you do it in the summer? The contract was built for this. Nobody can dispute that. It's just what this was. And again, I understand it's a sensitive area for everybody. And maybe I'll have more dialogue with his agent online. But he's a really talented player who probably doesn't exactly fit with the Warriors and vice versa. That's okay. You tried it. And I would say, probably 50% at the deadline. If it doesn't happen at the deadline, then I'd say 75% after that. But that's just a guess. That's a wild guess. Don't aggregate me. I'm going to get aggregated. I'm pretty sure I'm getting aggregated now. But way to go, Dylan. Once you get aggregated for once, my goodness. Didn't your boy Yamamoto tell you anything recently? Come on, throw something out there.
Oh, there's been some weird shit, some stray comments that I've made to, I guess, in the press. I don't remember saying some of these things. It ended up in Japanese papers. There's something that popped up yesterday that completely contradicted something that I wrote. And I'm kind of did I really say that? I might have at some point, but,
People are following you with notebooks. They're just you are the LeBron of the Japanese.
Oh, I'm wondering if they're even just kind of making stuff up and just attaching it to my name. Right. Because it becomes this very kind of convenient, and the chances are I won't see it, which I didn't see it until somebody sent it to me, I was quoted saying they should trade Mookie Betts, which I was not, I would have proposed that had they not won the World Series, or maybe not Betts necessarily, but I think my position then would have been, between Betts, Freeman, and Teoscar Hernandez, that you probably should ship out two of those guys if you can. I'm not sure how realistic that would have been, but I do think there's this need to kind of get younger. Now that they've won the thing, though, I do think you got to give him a shot to run this thing back. I think And I think I've mentioned this on the program before, and that's kind of what I wrote, and I'm kind of sticking with that. You know, at this point, I don't see how you don't bring these guys back, right? And that includes the Miguel Rojas's and the Kike Hernandez's. But anyway, yeah, so there's some stuff out there floating around.
You're not only getting aggravated, you're getting aggravated in another language incorrectly. There's the aggregation. Right. Dylan Hernandez slams incorrect aggregation in Japan. That you get aggregated in Japan, I get aggregated here. It's the way we do it. I don't know what's going on with Newsweek. I know it's nothing. It's a nothing thing.
Right.
So I just look up, they aggregated me about saying how Brock Purdy could have a good game. It's like, what? That's NFL right. Insider says Brock Purdy could have a good game. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that is those are the weird ones, right? When they're like insider says, and I'm always kind of wondering, like, who's the insider? You click it and it's you, right? And it's saying something like really stupid too, right? Yeah. Shohei Ohtani's a good baseball player, says insider. It's like, really?
Insider breaks silence on Ohtani being good or not. How you doing? Like, I just know. I tell you, I mean, this is not false humility. If you're aggregating me saying Brock Purdy could have a good game, then you're probably, your business model is not the highest level of things. And you can aggregate me about that, Newsweek, me ripping Newsweek. Go ahead and aggregate me. It's just hilarious. We're getting to football here. 49ers. Brock Purdy does come back. I guess Newsweek can back me up. I predicted he'd have a very good game. He had a great game. Don't want to overdo it, but the offense looked like the 2023 49ers for the first time in a while. And obviously it's because, you know, McCaffrey was hurt almost all of last season. He certainly wasn't full McCaffrey. And, you know, Brock Purdy had not been playing or at full tilt for this season until Sunday. And Kittle had missed four games. Like, this was the 49ers offense. Now, the defense is irrecoverable this season. Like, no Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa, we know. No Mykal Williams. But, and then they gave up a ton of yards. It wasn't dangerous yards, but they gave up a ton of yards to Jacoby Brissett and company. This team is, when they can attack you from these different levels, which Brock Purdy does allow you to, in a way that Mac Jones, even though Mac Jones was good, no question, he should be a starting NFL quarterback, not just on this team, because you got Brock Purdy. Checking out, that's like the fourth play of their game, I guess, touchdown after the long kickoff return. Then they get the ball back, and then it was two plays, third down, big pass to Juwan Jennings, I believe. First down again, pass to DeMarcus Robinson, and then the next first down as they're moving the ball to 30. Checks out. You can see it. Can, going to the second play. Man beater coverage. George Kittle breaking down the right side. Perfect pass to him on his fingertips. Touchdown 30. And this, as other people noted, McCaffrey was open down the left side for a touchdown also. So pretty good play there, Kyle Shanahan. But just the confidence of that, that's the 2023 49ers. That's a team that raced to the Super Bowl. Now, that's with a different defense, so I'm not saying they're going to get the Super Bowl. It's just what the 49ers have been saying about Purdy. That's why they gave him the money. People love a quarterback controversy. There are people who are just never going to buy into Brock Purdy, so they, you know, love the fact that Mac Jones plays so well, so they can call controversy. I get it. Mac Jones is a very solid NFL quarterback. He just wasn't going to be the 49ers starting quarterback if Brock Purdy was healthy. So that's what I get out of that game. Purdy plus McCaffrey healthy, they usually put up points. It's against a bad Cardinals team, but a Cardinals team that have played other teams very tight. We'll see with the Carolina game. I will not see myself except for on TV on Monday, but we'll see if they continue this. I don't have much doubt that they're going to get a lot of yards and get a lot of points for the rest of the season if those guys all remain healthy.
Yeah, it's a team that you don't want to play, right? I mean, I think that's kind of the big thing there. You got to obviously a coach who's been there a while that knows what he's doing, and when he has his weapons on offense, they're going to kind of put up points. And like you said, right, they got kind of that big playability, and if they sneak into the playoffs, like, that's not a team that I would, you're not looking forward to that matchup, I don't think.
They never missed the NFC Championship game when they make the playoffs under Shanahan. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. They either miss the playoffs or make the NFC Championship game. I don't know that they're going to do it this season, but you start looking at it going, man, that's a team that's going to put up some, going to go up and down a little bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Then on the other side here, the Rams. You know,
best team of football. Best team of football.
You got some good. You know what? Here's the thing, man. It's like, you know, and I know this is kind of easy. You always kind of do this like in retrospect, right? A team kind of wins a championship or something, or makes like a big run, and you kind of look back on the season, and you can kind of start feeling things, right? It's like, yeah, the team kind of came together here, and there was like a different vibe there. I'll say this about this team, this Rams team right now, right? There's a different vibe right now there. You know, I wasn't really sure just because how things would be there kind of in that locker room afterwards, you know, with right offensively, they did not play well. You know, that said, you know, one thing that kind of, that kind of really struck me was, you know, when you know, the kicker from Seattle missed the field goal there at the end, it was a 61 yard kind of desperate attempt. The stadium shook. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that you kind of get at like Dodger Stadium, you know, when people are kind of believing in the thing. And, you know, obviously this is, you know, I hadn't been there this year yet. Right. So it was my first time seeing that. But obviously that audience that's been there has seen enough now. I feel that like they're starting to kind of buy into this product here, you know, and right. You look at this Seattle game that right. It vaulted them into first place in the NFC West. But you know, if you kind of were to pick like the problem that they had in this game, it was Matthew Stafford. And if Matthew Stafford's your problem, I think like you're in a pretty good spot here, right? And I think they ran the ball decently with Kyren Williams. You know, the defense didn't record any sacks, but you know, they put Sam Darnold under some pressure. And most quarterbacks, you know, you got the pocket collapsing, you got the quarterback moving his feet the way Darnold was, he's going to, you know, throw some balls down the field and, you know, maybe get some balls picked off the way
four of them
in this game. Yeah. You know, so this game, you know, I think you got to chuck, you got to put some of that on Sam Darnold, right? I'm not sure, you know, they get Tampa this week. I'm not sure Baker Mayfield's going to get picked off four times.
He might.
But, you know, they look pretty good right now. And again, I was just kind of, you know, during when we're in the interview room after the game, you could kind of hear the music and just all the hooting and hollering from like the adjacent locker room, you know, and it just kind of feels right now that whatever it is, they're just kind of buying into. Again, Sean McVay is a very expressive guy. You can really tell the way he feels about the team, just the way he talks. And I think, you know, McVay's excited. You know, Stafford's always kind of understated, but he was kind of understated, like in a very kind of positive way. I really think that the guys are kind of buying in. You know, I described last year, how much that Chargers locker room changed, you know, when Harbaugh coming in and them kind of starting to believe in things. And you feel that this team is kind of, they're feeling like, okay, things are kind of starting to come together right now. Now, you know, we're 11 weeks into a 18 week season. So who knows? They got plenty of time to fuck this up. But, you know, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, I would like their chances a lot.
They are a tough team. And I think we all understand Seattle's a really good team. So to win that game, to piece it out with your offense not having its best game, because Seattle's good defense. These three teams in the NFC West are good, Dylan. Like, they're all three of them are solid. I think the 49ers probably the third team. And you have to say the Rams maybe the first team and the Seahawks the second team. Again, we'll play it out. We'll see how the playoffs go. But well-coached. They're all well-coached. They all don't make ridiculous mistakes. I think they've got solid quarterbacks. Darnold's four interceptions aside, I think he's still a good quarterback. Stafford, we know how good he can be. We know he's a little older, so it might not be at the highs all the time. And I think Purdy's really good, too. It's just three franchises that have figured things out. It does. The mystifying game is, to me, the 49ers going down there Thursday night in the middle, you know, early on in the season without Kittle, Purdy, Ayuk, you know, the whole thing. And Mac Jones and McCaffrey just beat Chris Shula. And I said at the time, I'm going to criticize Chris Shula. I don't know what the fuck he was doing in that game, but he's a good DC. I just don't know what happened. He just decided that he didn't need to defend Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. I don't understand. I was doing it during the game. You know, I think you might have seen, like, what is he doing? And other teams, again, and then they do the rematch. They do not let Christian McCaffrey run wild as a pass catcher. You rely on yourself to stop him on the run and do not let him get free. Houston Texans did not let him get free. Then, obviously, the Arizona Cardinals let him get free. It's just like, I don't quite understand some of this stuff, but the Rams are well put. I just say it, put together. They just don't have broken seams very often. And that's a team you trust. That's a team you trust can, you know, let another team have a bad game in the playoffs. Get yourself there. And as we saw, they had a chance to beat the Eagles. They had the chance to beat the Eagles in the playoffs last year without overwhelming talent. I mean, Puka Nacua is great, but he's not going up and down the field like he has been previous two seasons. He's probably banged up a little bit. That's a team to respect. We'll see how it all plays out. But, I mean, you got to love the Eagles just for that defense.
Right.
But I might go Rams Seahawks 2-3 in the NFC, Dylan.
Una silla de masajes puede parecer extravagante. 8 configuraciones diferentes, intensidad ajustable, además es calefaccionado. Y se siente tan bien. Sí, una silla de masajes puede parecer extravagante. Y dos, bueno, aún más. Pero cuando esas sillas de masajes vienen con un auto, se vuelven bastante prácticas. El Volkswagen Tiguan con funciones premium como los asientos delanteros con masaje disponibles. Solo parece extravagante.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration. And use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up Stafford, and kind of one thing I did want to point out was, you know, I remember his first season here when they wound up winning the Super Bowl. I do remember at some point, it might have even been in the playoffs, me writing, you know, can they win a Super Bowl with this quarterback who's just going out there and just slinging the ball down the field and throwing the ball into double coverage and taking all these chances? You know, I think we can talk about what Stafford didn't do in this game against the Seahawks. You know, but also, you know, what he didn't do, right? In terms of
he didn't do it.
Yeah. He did not throw any interceptions, right? I mean, he kind of had to, okay, you know what? This is not right. We're not going to win the ball with me kind of throwing the ball down the field here. He did not make any mistakes. He's only thrown two interceptions this year. Mm-hmm. I believe he's thrown 27 touchdowns, right? Two interceptions. So he's protecting the ball.
Amazing. And that's a great number.
Yeah. And it's a really, yeah, I mean, kind of an amazing, right? Just kind of metamorphosis since he's come here. And obviously it's a whole different situation where he was in Detroit, where, you know, they weren't going to win, frankly, if he didn't throw the ball down the field, you know, and take some of these chances. And now I think he's kind of understanding where he is, where he's kind of fitting into things. And they have, it feels just kind of just enough talent around him right now that he can, right, in a game like this, that they can just, you know, win without him having a great game. I think it kind of says a lot, you know, about how the Rams have kind of built around him and also how he's kind of, you know, adapted to his new surroundings here.
Now, before the show, in our great 7 seconds of pre-show prep, Dylan did mention, let's talk about the Chargers. I don't know if I want to talk to them about that much. I don't know how religious they got.
I mean, 81 yards?
Yeah,
Jesus,
destroyed.
Justin Herbert,
destroyed.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the offensive line is completely gone. But I didn't watch a second of that game. But obviously it was a horrendous game. Can they bounce back from it? It's tough. It's tough. I mean, they're still, what are they, 7-4? I mean, they still have a good record. They can get to the playoffs. It just looks like diminishing returns now of the people they've lost. Maybe the quarterback is not feeling great right now either. They're not making any plays. They can't run the ball. I think defensively they're still okay to solid. You know, they certainly shut down the Steelers a week ago, but it's not looking good, Dylan. Let's not spend a ton of time on this. People don't want to hear.
Well, I guess here's the thing, right? And the reason I wanted to bring it up is just because, again, you know Harbaugh well, right? And it kind of seems like you said, they're kind of at this weird kind of crossroadsy section of their season right now. I don't know. Where do you think kind of he is right now in terms of kind of assessing?
He's going to know that. And he's going to, we're not going to fall apart. Now, that does not mean they're going to win the Super Bowl. They may not get to the playoffs. We'll see. But I think he's going to, like, everyone thinks we're going to tumble here. Everyone thinks we're going to play. We're not going to do that. Now, you know, we'll see. It's a 10 a.m. start. You know, I always am big on that West Coast body clock start. You start off slow in those, and then sometimes it just, you know, the avalanche comes down. And even against a team like the Jaguars, who do have good defensive players, and they've got good offensive players too. So I would just say he understands that. This team will not quit. And if they do, that will be a very bad sign. I don't know what their schedule is coming. Like, who they got Sunday? I don't even know. But I think they might have a bye.
They're off. They have a bye week.
Yeah. So that's good.
He's actually giving them. And I did read somewhere he's giving them like a ton of days off this week.
I think
to kind of hit the reset button.
It would be. Now, Harbaugh's teams tend to be fast starters, so they haven't always got to like a middle part. I don't know what we're going to do here. I think if everything that I know about Jim Harbaugh and his teams is he will understand this is an inflection point where people could quit. They could get tired. They could say it's not going to mean anything. And then they're going to figure out something. That does not mean they're going 5-0 or whatever from here. But it means I think they're going to play solid football to end the season. Probably maybe get to 11 wins, get a decent wild card, and then maybe be overclassed against a really good team there. But I don't see them collapsing. It would be really not great if that happened. Harbaugh teams do not tend to do that. Even when the 49ers were telling every NFL insider in the world that they were going to fire him at the end of 2014, teams still played decent, didn't play great, still played decent. I think you will see – let's see what Justin Herbert, like, you know, again, Harbaugh's always been 100% behind Justin Herbert for good reason. Let's see where he is. Can they ugly it up?
Who would be standing at the end? I mean, that to me becomes kind of part of this thing, right? Is like, you know, how much do you kind of put on him? Do you, you know, I mean, he probably needs to, right? I mean, in terms of like, just like
Trey Lance,
you know, strategically, Well, do you ask him like run a little more? I mean, obviously that's going to have consequences to that, right? So, like, you know,
no, they're going to try to run. They're going to try to run a ball with the running backs. I know it hasn't worked great that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to defend, you know, ball control, get some turnovers, get some short fields. Don't put it all – like, how? What did we say during the entire Brandon Staley tenure? Like, don't just put it on Herbert's back. You have to do it with other things. And that's what Harbaugh will try to do. I think the defense has enough talent to try to do that here and there. Use this bye week to gather up whatever you can. I don't think it's going to fall apart just because Jim Harbaugh's teams don't tend to do that. Again, they might. Physically, they might not be up to this. But I don't think that – you know, this is not a Brandon Staley team, in my opinion. We've seen some other, you know, many other coaches where this doesn't happen. Sometimes it's unavoidable. I don't think you'll see a collapse. I don't see it, but we shall see. There you go. There's your Charger bit for the day, what everyone was looking forward to. You got anything else there, Dylan, for UCLA football?
LA's team.
Yeah. Dylan Hernandez is once again calling all the shots. At his alma mater, he's got everybody rallied to be interested in this team. It's not the most exciting candidate in the whole world. I just think it's just kind of headed this way. Jonathan Smith, who is failing at Michigan State, but is a really good coach, Pasadena native, probably would have been the UCLA coach had he not taken that Michigan State job a little early a couple years ago, before the cycle really got going, before the coaching job became available. Well, Chip left. That's what happened at UCLA. So I just think he's a really solid guy. He's won on the West, obviously, Oregon State, former player at Oregon State, not an alum for UCLA, but you don't have to hire an alum. You don't have to be obsessed with that. He's just a Southern California guy. I don't think UCLA's first in line, second in line, third in line, fourth in line, 10th in line for the coaching jobs right now. We're seeing all these great jobs open. One just closed because Virginia Tech just hired James Franklin. Franklin would have been an interesting UCLA candidate. I would be curious to see if they try to get involved with that one, but probably the money was not all the way there for them on that one. Bob Myers couldn't spin out a few more dollars out of the old coffers. Just seems like that's given their candidate pool probably, and all the other hot candidates having places to go. I'm just saying Jonathan Smith for the UCLA. I just think that's, it just feels natural to me because it should have happened 2 years ago. And he was right off the Michigan State thing. Because of the Michigan State thing, he's not a hot candidate. He and Michigan State could figure out a fair buyout to him, get out of there. Michigan State might be happy about it. Get to UCLA at a pretty low salary because we know UCLA is not paying top salary. Jonathan Smith, that's my guy. How about what's the most powerful alum?
You know what? I like that. I mean, you know, right? Because the name that we're hearing now, right? Bob Chesney, it's kind of been everywhere since, I guess, Hugh Heisel mentioned it on the air. And, you know, Ben Bolch, who's been kind of all over everything UCLA over the last few months. You know,
that's a James Madison coach?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, that said, I feel, I don't know, you know, it feels a little too, you know, right, like the fellow from Indiana, Cignetti. It feels a little too close to that, and it's like, hey, this works, so why don't we try this? You know, it feels a little bit like, you know, picking Brandon Staley off the Sean McVay tree, right? Like, it's, hey, let's, right, they're kind of going,
that's the guy, yeah, then we like, so the other guy, so let's get the guy who followed that guy.
Yeah, right, you know, so I actually like this Jonathan Smith thing. I give you kudos for that one. I like that.
Thank you. It just makes sense. Neither position, neither UCLA or Jonathan Smith are at their highest peak right now, put it that way. And it just seems like they could hire him and he could be there for 10 years. And you hire Chesney, and if he's good, he's gone in two, right? He's coaching some Big Ten team in 2 years.
Yeah.
You succeed, maybe Jonathan Smith, same thing. I don't think so. He's about the right age for someone that you can just lock into, get you to 9 wins, you know, every other year, recruit hard. That's my guy. We'll see. It turns out my other guy would be John Harbaugh, going from the Harbaugh trade, since he was a top candidate years ago and they passed over him before he was a head coach in the NFL. I don't think it's going to work out right. I would say if the Ravens thing completely got obliterated, but they're in it. They're going to be in this. So he's not leaving in the middle of a playoff run or a run trying to run to get to the playoffs. But if I was going off the cuff, that's a guy I would be interested in.
I don't know if he's gonna have to ever slum it.
Yeah, I mean,
even if things don't work out for him, I think he'll get a real job.
He's an NFL guy, but just because they almost hired him before, he's gone through the process, they should have hired him if he wants a whole different thing to it. His brother won a national championship. He might want to match his brother with a national championship. He's got a Super Bowl ring already. That's just off out of the sky. But I do not think it's going to happen that way. He might leave the Ravens, though, but we'll see on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Jonathan Smith thing just because, you know, like, one thing I think I mentioned this on this program too before is just like I always kind of felt that they had to go young just so that they could get somebody without like a crazy buyout, you know, where they get kind of find themselves trapped away. You know, we'll see if how you USC is after right this week and they play in Oregon. That'll be a big game for them. But like, you know, I think the field has kind of been the last couple of years. They're kind of trapped with Lincoln Riley because they just can't afford to buy him out. You don't want to end up in that situation. Right. So I always kind of was thinking like younger. But I guess what Andrew Friedman would describe as a distressed asset.
There you go. You know,
right.
Me that's, and Andrew Friedman.
That's where the value is, man.
Yeah. So. And you do not have to pay a huge amount of money. You might get stuff accounted for still from his Michigan State contract. Yeah. They might want out of it. He might want out of it. It's where he probably should have gone in the first place. Voila, Bob Myers, I just did your job for it. Please pay me as your search committee. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, that works for the UCLA side. I still think from like a if you're a coach, I still think that job's like a death trap, man.
Yeah, but because it's so low now, you win 8 games there now, Dylan. You're a hero. That's a good job now. If you're in LA and you can win 8 games and you're a hero, that's not a bad job. It was a good job for Terry Donahue. It was a really good job for Terry.
It was.
Yeah. It was a good job for Bob Toledo for most of the time there. It was not a terrible job for Jim Moore. He kind of talked his way out of that one. I don't think it's a terrible job. I don't think it's a great job. I don't think it's a terrible job. So
I think it's a bad job. It's just the alumni are just obnoxiously
overly
optimistic.
I would say Pat Fitzgerald. I think he's going to get another job somewhere, but he's a really good college coach. Having watched him at Northwestern, that's obviously where I went to school. This guy is, if they could get Pat Fitzgerald, I would go get him. I don't think they can get him. I think he's headed for somewhere bigger. And that might be a Penn State hire. It might be something like that. Or a hire from another team, a good program loses their coach and they go get Pat Fitzgerald. But that's kind of, it's not as much a distressed asset, although he did get fired for cause and sued the Northwestern, all those things. We know the hazing stuff there that he was never incriminated in. But Jonathan Smith, Pat Fitzgerald, those are my two. Dylan, I'm a search committee of one.
Yeah, you never know the way. You know, I remember though, like, what is it? The last time UCLA's basketball job came open. Mm-hmm. You know, and they fucked that thing right in every which way possible, and they ended up like their sixth guy.
Yeah,
you know?
That was Bob Myers also, by the way.
I remember I went to who's the AD at the time? Dan Guerrero. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, why should you still have your job, right? and it turned out it was. It's funny actually. It turned out to be right. Mick Cronin turned out to be like a really good hire.
That's part of it. Is like, should you not shoot high? Like that's what Myers always I was chatting with him a little bit during that search. He wasn't saying who they're doing, but he was like, we're gonna go for Patino and Bob Self and Bill Self. I'm sorry. Like, why wouldn't you try to get those guys? Well, they might say yes.
Yeah.
And Mick Cronin was a very solid hire. So
yeah, sometimes like the fourth guy, right? I mean, what's his name? Pete Carroll.
Absolutely.
That was definitely not their first choice there.
It was criticized.
Yeah.
And turned out okay for SC.
So
all right, we've gone long enough.
All right.
Dylan, went through a lot of topics as always.
We're pushing it these days, no? We got a lot to talk. Time wise. I mean, the last like few.
Oh yeah, feels I know. Like well, that's because you keep bringing up these extra topics, and we keep going. That's all good.
There's a lot to talk. I mean, again, it does show our right. I mean, the concept of the show is good.
Concept of the show, because it overlaps. Yeah. What I like is it's always being like there. People do ask like, what is this show? It's San Francisco and LA have always overlapped in every single way, and they definitely do in sports. And you look at each side and you're kind of curious about each side. Yeah. And this is how, you know, I've always envisioned this show. And, you know, I had 7 different choices other than Dylan, but I ended up with a great kid, the right candidate. And Dylan, you know, I'll tell other people, like, I don't know how, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've said this. I can't believe why you're not bigger than everybody in LA and California, because where you are, the Dodgers, speak Spanish, speak Japanese, ask the right questions. That's it. I'm going to stop talking. I can't believe we got to this point. I'm praising Dylan Hernandez, but I was telling people in the press box the other day, so I felt comfortable saying that. That's
well, thank you. That's nice.
Kind of genesis of the show. I did tell you that when we started the show, like, why aren't you big? Why aren't you huge? I don't get that. So let's try to make that happen.
All right.
Meanwhile, you get the job done at UCLA and hire that coach on your search committee.
And you I wish you the best in hanging this jury.
Oh, God. No, I just got to use the limit. Okay, maybe I can kick off the jury for that one. All right. A few more days of this, everybody. All right.
All right. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.